Chapter 74. And I saw another circuit and law for the moon, how, according to that law, it produces the cycle of months. All this was shown to me by Uriel, the holy messenger who is the leader of them all. And I wrote down their positions as he showed me. And I wrote down their respective months and the phases of their illumination until 15 days were completed. And in steps of fractions of sevenths, its complete light is reached in the east. And in steps of fractions of sevenths, complete darkness is reached in the west. And in certain months, it changes its settings to be in unison with the sun. And in certain months, it goes its own individual way. During 2 months, it sets with the sun in those 2 middle gates, in the third and in the fourth gate. It emerges for 7 days, goes around, and returns again to the gate from which the sun emerges, and its light is completed. And the moon recedes from the sun, and enters for 8 days into the 6th gate from which the sun emerges. And when the sun emerges from the 4th gate, the moon emerges for 7 days, until it emerges from the 5th. And it again returns in 7 days into the 4th gate, and its light is completed. And it recedes from the sun and enters into the 1st gate for 8 days. And it again returns after 7 days into the 4th gate from which the sun emerges.
The remainder of this section is non-extant.
In this way, I saw their positions as the moon rises and the sun sets during those days. And when 5 years are added together, the sun has an overplus of 30 days. And all of the days which result for one of those 5 years, when they are complete, amount to 364 days. The overplus of the sun and stars amounts to 6 days. In the course of 5 years, 6 additional days reach a total of 30 days. And the moon falls 30 days further behind than the sun and the stars. And they bring about the years precisely, all according to their eternal positions. They come neither early nor late by a single day, by which they would change the year. Each is exactly 364 days. In 3 years, there are 1,092 days. And in 5 years, there are 1,820 days. With the result that in 8 years, there are 2,912 days. For the moon alone, the days in 3 years amount to 1,062. For in 3 years, it falls behind the sun and the stars by 30 days. So in 5 years, there are 1,770 days. For in 5 years, it falls behind by 50 days. The result of this is that in 8 years, the moon has 2,832 days. For in 8 years, it falls behind by 80 days. So the total number of days which it falls behind the sun and the stars after 8 years is 80 days. Then, the year is correctly completed in accord with their eternal positions and with the positions of the sun. They rise from the gate from which it rises and sets for 30 days.